Today we'd like to see the title of Continue Earnestly in Prayer in Colossians chapter 4, verses 1 to 18. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2, in verse 2, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? In verse 17, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. What does it mean, and how can we learn from here? Paul, as an arrestee, is writing his letter to Colossians while in the book of Acts, chapter 28, 16, 30, 31. Now, when we come to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to captain of the guard, but Paul was permitted to dwell by himself with the soldier who guarded him. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. Here, preaching and teaching. Teaching is more like a detail, you know, preaching is the fundamental, you know, the thing, you know, basic gospel of Christ, like that. Paul mission trips, book of Acts right here. The first mission trip, second, third, fourth mission trip right there. First mission trip as an arrestee. So you may read that, all of them. So it's a source right there. In the last time in Colossians chapter 3, 25, but he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done. And there is no partiality. Since the master over masters or employers too is Jesus Christ. Okay, the master over masters or employees too is Jesus Christ. Masters or employers should do heartily as to the Lord, not to man, in verse 23. So be impartial, equal, fair, or just to slaves or employees. Don't threaten them or wrong to them. If so, you will be punished from their master, Jesus Christ, in heaven. When we stand before God, we all, either employer or employee, stand on the same ladder. In verse 13, Colossae was close to Laodicea, a few miles or kilometers in northwest there, and to Hierapolis, 5 miles or 8 kilometers in north side there. So here the seven churches in Revelation chapter 1, verse 19, 20, like that. You may see that close to Patmos Island, John the Apostle had been banished. First one, masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Then master-slave relationship was today employer-employee relationship. The master in heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, in both spiritual and physical worlds. Like the centurion belief of Jesus' authority, of his authority about Jesus healing his ill servants. There is a chain of commands and authority. Maybe you are the owner of the business, yet we are going to one day answer to the Lord. So a master or employer should treat a slave or employee justly, fairly, or equally. For example, a decision maker will have to answer to God for the millions of babies that have been aborted as a result of that decision. So cross-reference right there. Verse 2, continue earnestly, this one other is seriously in prayer, or honestly, transparently in prayer, being vigilant and watchful in it, in the prayer with thanksgiving. To continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in the prayer means to communicate with the Lord seriously, not jokefully, and watchfully. Prayer changes things, but it does not change God's mind. Further, the purposes of God are placed upon our hearts during prayer. Prayer opens the door to allow God to do it, for God will not violate the free will. That is God's gift to you. During prayer, your desire becomes God's purpose or God's desire. So God gives you the desire of your heart, God's desire of your heart. Hannah's prayer for baby became her heart to dedicate Samuel to the Lord. As the first judge during Judges' time of Israel history, the Lord's healing Lazarus after his death in order to get greater glory of God. Responded to his family's prayer, recast his healing. So continue in prayer. Don't stop praying. Don't give up. Pray seriously in your communication with the Lord and watch for God's voice in your heart. Being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Rejoice, pray, and thanks always is the will of God. We can give thanks always because ultimately God has handled whatever issues to work together for good according to His purpose. As long as you love Him, you are called according to God's purpose, even in so difficult hardship or situations. So we can thank the Lord always. Then verse 3. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak or should speak. The mystery of Christ is the good news of Christ for salvation. Paul and his co-ministers delivered the gospel to the world through his mission tours. Now Paul, as an arrestee in chains at the Rome, asked the Christians in Colossae to pray for them to speak the gospel clearly, your personal salvation by grace upon faith alone, to the world ruled by Roman Empire. As the prayer request, Paul preached the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him, in the book of Acts 20:31. Ephesians chapter 2, 8, cross-reference, verse 5. Work in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Live wisely toward those who are outside of divine wisdom and save your lifetime. With those who are lost, dismayed, are the least and lack the wisdom of God. Today there are more Christians than we often realize, but only a few are truly Bible-based Christians. Share His words in the Gospel and in all the Scripture as much as possible, but as light as possible with the world. That you redeemed your lifetime on the earth. Cross reference right there. Verse 6, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. The salvation is by grace, not by human works, but through faith. You should share it properly according to the Lord's direction, seasoned with salt properly, with the hearer who might understand it and be able to believe it. 7. Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful ministry and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. Tychicus, as Paul's faithful communist in the Lord, was a delivery of the epistles of Colossians and Ephesians. In Paul's third mission tour, Tychicus also delivered the donation to the church in Jerusalem with Paul. Cross-reference right there. Verse 8, I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your heart. Tychicus was delivering this letter to you, that he may know your circumstances to be circulated with us in Rome and comforting your hearts. Verse 9, with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you, they will make known to you all things which are happening here. Onesimus was at one time a slave of Philemon. Onesimus ran away from Colossae. Somehow in Rome he met Paul and was converted, becoming Paul's co-minister. Paul sent his letter to Philemon to forgive Onesimus as his spiritual son. Onesimus will tell you about all happening to Paul in Rome. Verse 10, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instruction. If he comes to you, welcome him. Aristarchus, as a Macedonian or a Greek, because Macedonia is part of Greece, was a Paul's co-minister and co-prisoner. He, as a Paul's travel companion, was seized in the riot at Ephesus in Paul's third mission trip. He and Tychicus were with Paul in Greece. He went to Rome with Paul. Mark, John the nephew of Barnabas, was with Paul in his first mission trip, quitting the trip for no reasons. Mark separated from Paul in Paul's second mission trip, sailing with Barnabas in Cyprus. Later, in Paul's fourth mission trip, Mark and Paul were reconciled. Mark also had ministries with Peter, writing the Gospel of Mark. Verse 11, and Jesus, who is called Justice, these are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God, who are of the circumcision, they have proved to be a comfort to me. Justice was a common name. Jesus is the Greek name for the Hebrew name, like Jesus of Nazareth. Justice also was Paul's co-minister. Jesus called Justice as a Jew lived next to synagogues in Corinth. Paul met him in his first visit and at Corinth in his second mission trip. Verse 12, Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greet you, always laboring fervently for you in praise, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Epaphras, as Paul's co-minister, was a faithful work minister to the Colossian church, fervently praying and building up Colossians to be mature to the body of Christ. Verse 13, for I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you and those who are in Laodicea and those in Hierapolis. Epaphras reported to Paul had caused this latter of Paul in Rome, including near local churches, Laodicea and Hierapolis. Colossae was close to Laodicea. A few miles or kilometers in northwest, and to Hierapolis, 5 miles or 8 kilometers in north. See above map, 7 churches in Revelation. Verse 14, look at the beloved physician and Demas greet you. Look at the Gentile physician, is the author of the Gospel of Luke, the book of Acts. Luke spent much time with Paul in most time in Paul's third and fourth mission trip and in the last Mamertine prison at Rome. Demas later forsook Paul due to love for the world. Verse 15, greet the brethren who are in Laodicea and the Nymphas and the church that is in his house. The early churches had met in the homes until the 3rd century. Nymphas had a house church. Verse 16, now when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the churches of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read this epistle from Laodicea. Exchange this letter with the church in Laodicea. Verse 17, question 2. And say to Archippus, take it to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. A good exhortation, Paul exhorted Archippus as a fellow soldier to complete the work he had received in the Lord. He likely had a church meeting in his house. It was probably that of teaching the whole Bible study in his house. What is the ministry that God has called you to do? Every one of us has a ministry in the body of Christ. We are all a part of a body, taken a piece of bread, a part of broken body. And each of us has a place of a ministry in the body, but we have many ways to live our work according to each calling. Unfinished, such as exhaustion, disinterest, factions, angers, laziness, retirement, habits, and so on, be jolted with this verse. Verse 18, this is a salutation by my own hand, Paul, remember my chains. Grace be with you, amen. Due to his eye problem, a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, Paul probably dictated his letter to a scribe or a stenographer, but he ended with his own handwriting for authentication purpose. So that's why by my own hands, remember my chains. Chains is his still, you know, arrested this status. So we covered all three questions. You may continue to keep on prayer for this is the other the sections too. The recently come out prayer request for Russia, Georgia, wherever the Lord leads to outreaching people. You know, so and so on. Let's just sing all together. Maranatha songs on brochure, the last song. Mm-hmm.